Well, staying in the world of politics, for the first time ever, Latinos will be the largest minority group voting in next year's general election. That's about 32 million voters, according to the Pew Research Center. In Texas, Latinos make up nearly a third of the electorate and are an increasingly vital bloc in that state. Historically, Republican candidates have earned as much as half of the Latino vote in Texas, but times may be changing. New data shows that anti-immigrant rhetoric may be alienating the state's Latino Republicans. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovell reports.
Texas Hispanic voters are among the most conservative compared to the rest of the nation's voting Latinos. However, there are signs that some Texas Latinos who once voted Republican are reconsidering. Pete Garcia is one of them.
I've been Republican all my life. You know, I started voting back when Reagan was in office. I hope I helped him get elected back then.
Garcia is executive director of the U.S.-Mexico Chamber of Commerce and says his political views are separate from his role at the chamber.
I can't say that I was really heavily favoring Hillary Clinton at the time, but it was there were not many options.
For the first time in a presidential election, Garcia broke from his party and voted for Clinton in 2016. Why?
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Those comments not only hurt the illegal immigrants, but I know a lot of people that are from not only Mexican, but from Hispanic origins felt the same way that I did.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Garcia blames Trump's rhetoric for racial violence, like what allegedly motivated the shooter who killed 22 people in El Paso. Garcia says he won't vote for Trump and predicts he's not alone among Latino Republicans. And there's some polling that says he may be right.
Things that repel the Latino community from the Republican Party tend to be issues involving immigration.
Brandon Rodinghouse is a political science professor with the University of Houston. His new research about Latino Republicans in Texas shows that hardline immigration talking points and policies hurt GOP approval among Latinos.
Republicans have counted on the support of about 30 to 35% of the Latino community in the past couple of decades, but those numbers are changing quickly.
A September Univision University of Houston poll shows that only 19% of registered Hispanics in Texas say they plan on voting for Trump. That could make Texas more competitive for Democrats.
Look, I always say Texas is purple. Just because we don't have a statewide elected Democrat doesn't mean we're not purple.
Representative Will Hurd of San Antonio is the state's only Republican congressman who represents a border district. He says Republicans have a branding problem with Latinos.
I think we need to be changing some of the rhetoric and also some of the things that we support to make sure that we're competitive with the largest growing groups of voters. And I always say that if the Republican Party doesn't start looking like Texas, there's not going to be a Republican Party in Texas.
But state GOP leaders counter that they are doing a lot to appeal to Latinos. Here's Texas GOP Chairman James Dickey.
We have been intentional in making sure that we have done great engagement efforts through our staff, which is a third bilingual, over half minority and or female.
Dickey says he's not worried that Democrats will take over. Republican Governor Greg Abbott was reelected with 42% of the Latino vote in 2018. But University of Houston's Brandon Rodinghouse says Republicans should be cautious with their immigration message because it's not just Trump that alienates otherwise Republican voting Latinos. It's also state and local officials.
Republicans in Texas are talking about border security issues in much more dramatic and sometimes offensive terms to Latinos. And that is definitely creating a wedge where they're less likely to support them than they were in the past.
In 2018, in the last big statewide election, a surge in Latinos voting for Democrats almost was enough for Democrat Beto O'Rourke to defeat incumbent U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. And with the Latino population growing in Texas, their vote could prove pivotal in the 2020 election. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.